You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner from World Weather Incorporated is here now to look at the weather forecast. What conditions will farmers be working under this week, Drew?
Well, I do see an improving trend, absolutely. This next 5 to maybe 7 days will provide a lot of producers an opportunity to get into the fields. And if everything goes well, we can get a lot of work done during this period of time. Now, it's going to start off not so great, just simply because we still have another shot of cool air coming around. That's going to show up here on Friday into Saturday. A little bit of shower activity expected to come with that. It'll come down across the Great Lakes region, though. Shouldn't be a big issue, but it is light precipitation and some cooler air again. In the meantime, we got a little bit of rain going through the lower Missouri River Valley right now, but it should move off to the south of the Ohio River Valley area, so it'll be mostly a delta in the southeast United States even eventually, so the lower Midwest will continue to be dry-ish. The best weather is going to occur over the weekend, really from Friday through at least Tuesday of next week in the western Corn Belt. We will see a little bit of shower activity beginning on Monday, though, but in the far northwest. The eastern Corn Belt will see its best planting conditions taking place from Saturday through about Wednesday or Thursday of next week, and it will get warm. We're going to see some 70 and 80 degree temperatures as we get into the weekend and early next week. It'll get kind of windy, too, though, in the western Corn Belt.
And then rainfall, where and how much?
Well, the rain event, the big rain event, is next week that will impact the western Corn Belt, mostly in the late Tuesday through Friday time period. And for the eastern Midwest, we'll probably see that occurring probably from late Thursday into the following Saturday. And rain amounts at this point will probably run pretty easily a half to 1.5 inches, with some localized amounts up around 2 inches. The heavier rains will not be widespread, but they will go right across the heart of the Midwest.
So pretty typical, I would think, for the spring in the United States.
That's right. That's right. It should not have a huge impact, because we should go back into some drier weather after the event passes.
If you take one more look for me at South America, they've got a crop of corn, that second crop or safrina in Brazil. They generally go into a drier season. Did they hit that early, late, or are they in good condition still?
Well, I think a little bit of the latter, too. I think we were a little bit... the dry season has actually begun a little bit early. I guess that's really the bottom line. We started drying out early this month, and that's not all that unusual. But what is unusual is that we had some of the crop that was planted a little bit late, and so the topsoil is firming up. We still have adequate subsoil moisture. The crop is doing just fine for the moment, but we're a little concerned about the late crop that was planted that will reproduce next month, because the topsoil is firming. The subsoil is still adequate right now, but 2 weeks from now, we may start seeing some stress in some of these second-season crops that are approaching reproduction. So it could become a little bit more tenuous if we don't get better rainfall in the forecast. And for right now, we have about 9 days of dry weather before there's any opportunity for rain. And even when it does come on, I think it looks pretty erratic and light. So I'm not convinced we're going to see a big soaking.
Hey, thanks so much. We'll talk with you again next week.
All right. Have a great week.
You too. That, of course, Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated. I'm Extension's Todd Gleason.